Hello， 同情家族，欢迎收听 Look Back Sunday。在这个节目 ，John 老师会汇整过去不同国家与主题的热门跟读文章，让你可以在15分钟内吸收最精华的世界时事趣闻。Let's get right to it。About animals, treating wounds with insects, the strange habits of Gabon chimps. How to treat a wound?For humans, the first instinct would be to disinfect it and then cover it with a bandage. But chimpanzees have invented a more creative method, catching insects and applying them directly to the open wound. Scientists observed this behavior in chimpanzees in the West African nation of Gabon, noticing that the apes not only use insects to treat their own wounds, but also those of their peers.The project began in 2019 when an adult female chimpanzee named Susie was observed inspecting a wound on the foot of her adolescent son. Susie then suddenly caught an insect out of the air, put it in her mouth, apparently squeezed it, and then applied it to her son's wound. Next article. Deer runs into hospital, up escalator, later it euthanized.News outlets reported that surveillance video showed a deer bounding into Our Lady of the Lake Hospital in Baton Rouge in Louisiana through an open door and stumbling on the slippery floor as stunned workers and visitors watched from a few feet away. The deer regained its footing enough to climb up the escalator and reach the second floor, where it was finally corralled and held down by several people.The deer was loaded on a hospital bed that was rolled outside to a truck from the Louisiana Wildlife and Fisheries Department. The animal had to be euthanized because of injuries, the agency said, adding there were indications it may have been struck by a vehicle before entering the building. Patient care has not been interrupted, and the area is being thoroughly sanitized, said a statement by the hospital.Next article. Kangaroos can learn to communicate with humans, researchers say. Kangaroos can learn to communicate with humans similar to how domesticated dogs do, by using their gaze to point and ask for help, researchers said in a study published on Wednesday. The study involved 11 kangaroos that lived in captivity but had not been domesticated.10 of the 11 marsupials intently gazed at researchers when they were unable to open a box with food, according to the report. 9 alternately looked at the human and at the container as a way of pointing or gesturing toward the object. We interpreted this as a deliberate form of communication, a request for help. Alan McElligott, the Irish researcher who led the study, told Reuters in a call.The findings challenge the notion that only domesticated animals such as dogs, horses, or goats communicate with humans. Next article. 2 pythons weighing 100 pounds collapse ceiling in Australia. An Australian, David Tate, entered his home in Lacey's Creek in Queensland State and was surprised to find a large chunk of the ceiling lying on his kitchen table. I knew we hadn't had rain,So I looked around to find what had caused it, Tate said. He soon found two culprits, non-venomous carpet pythons 2.8 meters and 2.5 meters long, that had slithered into a bedroom and living room. The snakes have an estimate combined weight of 45 kilograms. Snake catcher Steve Brown was called to remove the two snakes. I would assume that it was two males fighting over a female that was nearby in the roof, he said.He suspected the female could still be in the ceiling or nearby. The males were returned to the wild, but the suspected third snake hasn't been found. Next article. Fly south or roost. Canadian snowbirds weigh Florida mid-pandemic. Birds of a feather normally flock together, but the pandemic has divided Canada's snowbird warm-weather migrants into two camps.Those staying home this winter, and those heading to Florida no matter the cost. Nearly a million Canadians make the annual pilgrimage, fleeing to the southern United States to pass what would otherwise be gray and snowy months with their toes tucked in the sand and ocean breeze in their hair. The coronavirus has led a majority to forgo the trips this year, but for those flouting Canada's repeated calls to stay put, the price tag on winter at the beach has skyrocketed. Each plane ticket costs $500 Canadian, and hauling the vehicle 55 miles across the border sets customers back $1,000. Next article. Canadian officials warn drivers not to let moose lick their cars. Officials in Jasper, an alpine town in Canada's Alberta province, have put up signs asking motorists to avoid allowing moose to lick the salt off their cars. They're obsessed with salt. It's one of those things they need for the minerals in their body, Jasper National Park spokesman Steve Young told CNN. They usually get it from salt lakes in the park, but now they realized they can also get rolled salt that splashes onto cars. At the Jasper National Park, where people often park on the side of the road in hopes of catching a glimpse of the moose, letting animals near your car is actually a serious danger. By allowing moose to lick the salt off your car, they will become habituated with being around cars. That poses a risk to both the animals and the drivers who can accidentally crash into them. Good job, and thanks for tuning in.
想要收听更多过去的跟读单元以及节目，欢迎到我们官网 www.15mins.today. 有兴趣John老师以及其他资深英语老师对谈的节目，记得周末也要回来收听我们同情学英语。Catch you in the next one.